You can just hoot. You're at the second gate.
I'm here to talk to Mike about an assassination. This is a new podcast series called Too Many Enemies, exploring the assassination of a billionaire.
Many guys came out and many guys shot many bullets, but just randomly shooting the car up, shooting it full of holes.
And this case represents the full-blown assassination crisis that the region is going through. There have been 50 mining-related assassinations and attempted assassinations since 2016.
And I went there and I met up with Vusi and he pointed out Botswana. And Vusi apparently told him that he had a problem with that guy.
In the past 10 years, at least 345 people have lost their lives in politically linked hits in KwaZulu-Natal. Also, lawyers, judges, magistrates, and businessmen across South Africa and Mozambique have been targeted and killed.
It becomes cheaper, easier, accepted to kill somebody who stands in your way for economic reasons, for tenders, for example.
This podcast series has been produced by me, Paul McNally, and podcasting company Volume. It's brought to you by the Global Initiative Against Transnational Organized Crime in partnership with News 24. Over 6 episodes, Too Many Enemies will look at what the assassination of Wandile Botswana means for the state of politics, crime, and justice in South Africa today.
He calls the shots, basically. You know, I mean, he's the one that called them. He's the one that said, okay, we need to take this guy out. And he's the one that, you know, gave him money for it. He's the one that paid them words of money, you know, words of hard cash.
It's a story involving politicians, taxi bosses, assassins, and flamingos. Get Too Many Enemies wherever you get your podcasts. Volume.